Coach, congratulations on a win. It was a kind of another tale of two halves. You talked about putting together four complete quarters. In a way you did, because it's from Tuesday night tailing from the last second half, but unfortunately you won it in the same night. What a great first half, not a good second half.
No.
I guess what's your assessment for tonight's game here with Ulysses?
You know, we came out on fire. That's something that we haven't done before, and so I feel like because we are not a very experienced team when it comes to the win column, we just kind of lost our focus at halftime. And, you know, Ulysses, they have been winning, and they're not going to give up.
No.
And, you know, we need to just keep going. And we certainly took our pedal off the gas, definitely.
You guys got off hot shooting, two threes back-to-back in the first 45 seconds of the game, Bailey Lott and Macy Price. And those two were double figures in the first half. And Macy Price, what a first half she had with 15 points. And some of those fake passes and moves, I think it just even threw off what Ulysses didn't even see it coming.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, that's exactly how I know she can play. I see it every day, and she's been pretty timid about doing it in a game. And so that's the Macy I know. But, you know, her passes, her no-look passes at the beginning of the year, that would hit us in the face. And so now at least we're ready for them, and we can catch and score off of that. So I'm pretty happy with that part of our game right now.
And you had Emily Smith, the second straight game for her coming off the bench, and she produced once again, and she wound up her point total from Tuesday night and ended up with a new career high with 10 points.
You know what? I mean, she played awesome defensively, and she was strong. She was pushing back. She didn't let anybody do anything to her that she wasn't going to allow, and I haven't seen that in her yet, and I was very pleased with her, especially being confident on the offensive end as well.
And then you had Kiana Yeager. I thought she took some much better high percentage shots. She only took two shots tonight, but it was a good one that she hit there. And she looked to be a little bit more under control tonight.
Yeah. And she and I have had a little talk because, you know, everyone's been in a shooting slump before. And, you know, we kind of talked about measure of the paint, basically. And I said, you know, make a couple in the paint before you back it out outside the paint. So that's how you get confidence is get confidence with the ones that are close and then back it out, because I know she can make it from the outside, but when you haven't been hitting from the inside, how can you from the outside?
Hey, you're right there. It's a big win for you guys. You get above 500. It's been a while since you guys have been above 500 at 4-3 on the year. I should say in this late in the season, it's been a long time. You started out 1-0, of course, but Tuesday night, opportunity to get win number 5 at Holcomb. They lost a tough one tonight to Goodland, and this is the team with one win, but you know, they played a little bit better. They beat Cimarron on the road for their only win of the year.
That record is very deceiving. I know exactly what they're capable of, and we need to respect that. And I think records don't really mean a lot, and we need to come in focused and just go play the best basketball that we can, because everyone has to play the game, and so we have to finish the game to get the win.
Well, it's your first three-game win streak in 7 years, and you put together another back-to-back week here with two consecutive wins, and you're 2-0 in league play. How about that? We'll take it.
That makes me happy. I will take that.
Congratulations, Coach, on a big victory, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.